Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Balambulela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 8 Mpandula 2023, uPraxidis Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Because a pendu is more hard to wing a land of us and Buza and all under Bazayans, all under Bayaz, other corner, the best Ela Kemos, Elizabeth Supeg, over gender, local Velabalani Laku, Ravele Tuba, local Bafagi, Segelong Mama, go to where can you die? Local Lani Lab, one of a funda in Jalo, best Lady.
Umanga Meli Emerson Mnangako, Secretary Mnons and Akembo Mohadi, Uba Mumunya of a Segelibaki, Ukulu Mende, and the Onye Lomnons and Constantino Chuenga.
We are very excited as ZANU-PF legislators. We are very excited that we have our speaker back.
Siyathaba ukuba sesilo speaker wethu.
Amalunga edale leParliamente ele National Assembly abuyisele umnomzana Jacob Mdenda esikondleni sokuba umlawuli welelijale. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kweSouth Africa namhla zigcwale ezidaladeni emadolobheni ambalwa zitshengisela zikhuthaza ukubana ukhetho lweZimbabwe luqhutshwe kakutsha. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usekethe umnomzana Kembo Mohadi ukuba ngomunye wabasekeli bakhe kuhulumende endawonye lomnomzana Constantino Chiwenga. Umohadi ubuyele esikhundleni aphumekiso eminyakeni emibili edluleyo ngemva kokuchaywa ngabezindaba ukuba wayesiya emachansini labesifazane abaningi abagoqela abanikazi ababanikazi. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UMohadi lo Chiwenga bafungiswe estate house ngumahluli omkhulu uChief Justice Luke Malaba. Ababili laba batshele intatheli izindaba emkhosini lo ukuthi babonga uZulu owakhetha ibandla leZANU-PF walibuyisela embusweni lanxa nje ibandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC kanye labenhlanganiso ezahlola ukhetho ezifana le-African Union le-SADC besithi ukhetho aluqhutshwanga kuhle. UChiwenga uthembise ukuthi uzosebenzela intuthuko.
And all I urge is that the Zimbabwe must do away with the spirit of.
UZulu weZimbabwe kumele asuse umoya wokuzizonda, ukulimaza isizwe sakhe, kodwa kumele sibambisane. Singehlukana ngemibono yethu, kodwa akumelanga sehlukane njengabantu baseZimbabwe.
Lo Mohadi laye uthembise okufanayo.
In terms of development, we have got our own agenda that we have set up.
Le njongo yethu esiyibeke eceleni mayelana nezentuthuko lamanyathelo asesiwathathile ukuze siwufinyelele umbono ka-2030.
Isikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi uthi kuyayangisa kakhulu ukubuyiselwa kukaMohadi esikhundleni somsekeli kamongameli lanxa wenza ubuchapha kuhlandla lakuqala lombuso kaMnangagwa.
Because a pendulum is more hard to Chiwenga, Colandabas and Buzayon, Olandabas, Ayens, Olandabayazio, Babe Conan, Jeves, Lela, the Kemos, Elizabeth Supega, over gender, local Velabalani Laco, Mubabele, Tuba, local Bafagi, Msegelong Mama, go to where can you die? Local Lani Labo, one of a funda in Jalo, Bez Lale, Benza Gwenza, go to Iguza Pela, Jobasuas, with Abantu Laba, Abangawang, a Ketwin, Isata, Kiserenza Catalala, Utilum, Sisa is in those Zimbabwe. Abantu beZimbabwe bengalahli themba lobu bukhokhelo bukhona bukaMnangagwa bukho emthethweni njalo abantu buzasinika yona.
Ubengakayiphenduli imibuzo ayithunyelweyo umqondisi obonango kwethulwa kwemibiko kuZANU-PF umnumzana Farai Marapira ngesikhathi loludaba lulotshwa. Bakhona bezinye inhlangothi zempilo abathi ukugcotshwa kukaMohadi lo Chiwenga yikwephula isisekelo sombuso sona esikhuthaza ukulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabesilisa labesifazane njengalokho okumunyethwe kuzigaba 17, 56 kanye lo 80. Izigaba lezi zikhuthaza ukuthuthukiswa lokulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabesilisa labesifazane lapho kubekwa abantu ezikhundleni kungatsha zonke zikahulumende lakunhlangothi zakhe ogoqela lamankampani aphansi kwakhe ama parastatals. Kungalesi sizathu umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo elelabor economists and African Democrats unkosazana Linda Masarira esola umnangagwa esithi ngokwehluleka ukukhetha omunye wabasekeli bakhe owesifazane wephule isisekelo sombuso welizwe.
We are just demanding for at least one woman vice president, a gender-balanced cabinet, and gender balance to be observed as enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Sifuna nje ukuthi kube lowesifazane oyedwa nje oba umsekeli kamongameli iqula labaphathintambo bakahulumende elingeniswe ngobulili kanye lokulingana ngokobulili njengalokho okusisekelo sombuso waseZimbabwe.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute, umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo, uthi esinye sesizathu sokubuyiselwa kukaMuhadi yikuthi uMnangagwa ufuna ukugcwalisa isithembiso sokumanyana esenziwa phakathi kwePF Zapu leZanu.
Ekade ngeke esacrifice uMuhadi ngenxa yokuthi uMuhadi ungene etikitini leZapu.
ELeZimbabwe lagcina lokuba lomsekeli kamongameli ongowesifazane ngesikhathi sikamongameli Robert Mugabe, yena owayesekelwa ngunkosikazi Joyce Mujuru laye umnumzana Mnangagwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Edale lePhalamende eleNational Assembly abuyisele umnumzana Jacob Mdenda esikhundleni sokuba ngumlawuli welelidale namhlanje kanye lobe ngumsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Tsitsi Gezi. Abebandla le-CCC bebengekho edale ngesikhathi kusenziwa lolu khetho, njalo bathi batshelwe isikhathi esingayisiso sokuqala kwalolu hlelo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukhetho kaMdenda lokhu kuza ngesikhathi idale leli lifungise ukuqala umsebenzi kwamalunga alo izolo. UMdenda usethethe isikhundla lesi okwehlandla lesithathu ngemva kokukhethwa kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2013. Umkhokheli wamalunga alidala weZANU-PF umnumzana Phuphurayito Garepi uthi uMdenda ukhethwe kungela abaphikisayo ngoba abe-CCC bebengekho edale.
We are very excited, ZANU-PF legislators, we are very excited that we have our speaker back.
We are very excited that we have our speaker back.
Usole kakhulu indlela ukhetho lolu olenziwe ngayo esithi bebetshelwa ukuba lolu khetho luzaqala ngo-11 AM ekuseni.
Izolo sibatyelile ukuba silo mhlangano wethu wokukhetha abazasimela. Besivumelene ukuthi ukhetho luzaqala ngo-11 AM kodwa sethukile sisizwa ukuthiwa ukhetho lwenziwe u-10 AM engakafiki.
Ingcitshi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Thethi Ncube uthi amalunga awe-CCC kumele aqakathekise umsebenzi wabo.
But wakuqala ukukhangela ukuthi kutshona lokhu kuveza i-attitude yama-parliamentarians e-opposition towards parliamentary procedures and parliamentary processes and proceedings. I-attitude yona le eyokuthi kulokunye okungaqakathekanga e-parliament bayithatha ngaphi, kungaqakathekanga kubani, kibo as individuals, kibo as representatives of a political party, or kibo as representatives of constituencies. Mbona ngani kuveza iattitude yabo, and iattitude yona le negative, and yinto kumele bayime bengaqhubeki beyenza ngoba bayadisadvantage ama constituencies, bayacompromise ama parliamentary processes and procedures. So yinto embi kakhulu.
Kodwa enye ingcitshi umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo uthi abe-CCC benze iphutha ngokungabi khona lanxa bona belandula ukuthi bakhalele ukuba kulolu khetho.
Injongo laphana ekuvoteleni kwama-members e-CCC ingeyokuthi belethe utshintsho, and utshintsho ukuze bekwazi ukululetha kumele ukuthi betholakale bekhona embusweni. So izikhundla zonke ezifana nokuthatha izikhundla ezikugovernment, ama-ministries, lokuthatha isikhundla zokuba ngo eParliament uqhakathekile ukuthi bebuse abantu labo abavotileyo bebone ukuthi bayenzayo.
Isikhundla sikamongameli weSenate besincintiswa phakathi kukamnumzana Felix Magalela Mafasibanda owe-CCC lonkosikazi Beuchinomona owe-ZANU-PF. Unkosikazi Beuchinomona unqobile ngemva kokuthola amavoti angamashumi amahlanu 50 ukuthi uMafa uthole amavoti angamashumi amabili lanhlanu 25. Ukukhetho lomsekeli kamongameli weSenate umnumzana Mike Nyambuya owe-ZANU-PF unqobe unkosikazi Margaret Shakabuda owe-CCC. Ekhuluma ngemva kokukhethwa kwakhe uMdenda uthe amalunga alelidale kumele aze ukuzomela izifiso zikaZulu ngoba kuphalamende esanda kwedlula akhona amalunga aqede iminyaka emihlanu bengazange bawuvule umlomo. UMdenda uthe uyajabula ngokukhethwa kwamalunga amatsha edale leli abasuka kumabandla umabili eleZANU-PF leleCCC. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amakansila aweGwanda afungiswe ukuqala umsebenzi lamhlanje lapho athembise khona ukuxazulula inhlupho ezibhekane laleli dolobho ikakhulu olwamanzi. Abane phakathi kwamakansila alishumi lantathu ngabesifazane. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Amakansila amatsha la atho kumqoka kibo yikulungisisa udubo lwamanzi kuleli dolobho othalile minyaka loqala. Umnumzana Darlington Spanda, ongukansila kaward 9 eGwanda, owebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, ngomunye walabo abagcotshwe lamhlanje.
Yebo sigcotshiwe, but still lokhu si-under protest. Impumela yalo lokhu esisayi-disputa. Ngenxa yokuthi sikhethwe ngabantu, abantu basinikele umlando, lathi sibone kungumlando wethu njalo ukuthi sibuye sizogcotshwa. Indaba amanzi siwathenga njengomanisipala ezinwa, sizafuna ukuthi sikuzwisise ukuthi amanzi siwathenga njani.
Umnumzana Thembani Mathuthu, ongukansila kaward 7 okubandla leZANU-PF, uthi bazinikele ukusebenzela intuthuko yaleli dolobho.
Kusukela namhlanje akusela okokukhuluma ngohlangothi olokuthi maybe mina ngimele iZANU-PF lwana umele iTCCC. First port of call yami engiyukhande yokuqala ukuthi ngiunite iwadi babe kwathi from today onwards sesinyandayinye sesisebenza ndawonye kule migwaqo engahambeyo kube lezi ndawo ezilamasiwe jahlale geleza. Sikhangelele ukuthi into ezifana lodubo lwamanzi lesikhathi siluqede.
Umnumzana Wellington Nare ukansila kwad 4 uthi lokithi elidala lejawunda litsalele emuva kakhulu kwezentuthuko.
Iwadi engimeleyo iwadi endala kakhulu ekuthi ndomlandi ukuthi ona ngibuyele ngisebenzele i-council le-community engiyo uze sithuthukise iGwanda ngoba yiwadi elomlando omkhulu kakhulu elezinto i-infrastructure eningi esalele emuva in terms of i-development. Angiboni ukuthi ona at this age of time kuyinto enjani esingayicelebrate ukuthi ona abantu basebenzisa isambu esisodwa. Mina ngisebenza le-council I work hard ukuthi ngibone ukuthi into ezinjalo siyazilungisisa.
Unkosikazi Fortunate Gundu okhethwe phansi kwe-Women's Quota kubandla leZANU-PF uthi kuyabajabulisa ukuthi njengabesifazana labo baphiwe isikhundla kwezombusazwe.
Abomama labo sibe lama-opportunities okuthi sithuthuke, firstly on the political background and also singena in the corporate world, in the government institutions as well. Thina wethu umsebenzi ukuthi sibone ukuthi at grassroots kuma-ward wethu are we developing and abomama are they incorporated in those developments. If there is a project abomama bangena njani.
Ocubungule zombusazwe umnumzana Albert Moyo uthi kakholwa ukuthi kukhona ukutsha okuzayenziwa yilabo abakhethiweyo ekhansilini.
Izinto lezi sezipoliticize. Xa ungukhansila uvela ku-opposition uveleka ulitholi lelo thuba lokuthi ngifuna ukulungisela abantu bami, so kuyamele ukuthi ukuze ubalungisele ube ucuphe esikhwameni sakho okungayisikho. Baningi abakhampeyina ngokucuphe ezikhwameni zabo, baningi abathola izihlalo kuphe ezikhwameni zabo. Kodwa kakumelanga kube njalo. Ngabantu okumele bamele abantu ngokukhulumisana lezi yingatsha ze-local government ukuze kube le ngqubekela phambili kube lentuthuko.
Amanye amakhansila agcotshwe kumasipala weGwanda lamhlanje agoqela omnumzana Thulani Moyo noLady Ndlovu Edgar Ncube Dingilizwe Ndlovu Siyanda Siziba lamakhosikazi Sithabiso Mpofu noMsasibanda kanye loTanathia Moyo. Amakhansila la azahlangana njalo ukuze akhethe umoya weGwanda lomsekeli wakhe ngemva kokuthola imfundiso mayelana ngomsebenzi wabo. Namhlanje amakhansila sebulilima mangwe masingo la kwezinye indawo lawo afungisiwe ukuqala umsebenzi. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele South Africa namhlanje zigcwale ezitaladini emadolobheni ambalwa zitshengisela zikhuthaza ukubana ukhetho lweZimbabwe luqhutshwe kakutsha. Zikhuthaze njalo uhulumende weSouth Africa ukuba achiyane lokusekela impumelo yokhetho olubikwayo lungaqhutshwanga kuhle. Ukutshengisela lokhu kuqhutshwe emadolobheni abalisa iCape Town, Pretoria kanye leJohannesburg. Uthabo kaNcube oweStudio 7 uxoxele omunye wabaqoqeye ukutshengisela lokhu ephansi kwenhlanganiso eye-Progressive Zimbabweans in South Africa, uMnumzana Njabulo Sibanda.
Into eyenzeza phakama ikubana ifuna ukubana sazokhethe ukubana iZimbabwe zayibe lilizwe elirayithi, ilizwe elizanakezela izizalwane zayo, ilizwe elizathi abantu kulokuthi ba-immigrate besiya kwamanye amazwe babuyele kibo bathole ukuphila besezweni labo. So into besimatshela namhlanje ikubana besedinwe nge-government that enganakezeliyo izizalwane zeZimbabwe, sedinwe ngama-elections ahlala ele nkulumo ehlala nje vocwavocwa ngela impumelo kahle. Then sikhuluma ama-economic failures, sikhuluma ama-social issues, lama human rights abuses. Yiyo nje into ebisenza sikisho into besiyisha siqondisa lenilayeze ku-embassy yeZimbabwe, siqondisa ku-government yeZimbabwe.
Ngibona ngani wamukelekile yini umbiko eluhambisileyo, njalo nxa ungamukelekanga kuyini elizakwenza?
Thina umbiko sihambisile i-memorandum sayenza over lapha ku-consulate yethu, and bekungayisithi sodwa ebebhikisha from lokhuzeonbi lapha e-Joburg, nabanye abebese-Cape Town, abanye bebese-Pretoria, bonke bebesiya. So sihambise ama-memorandum. I-memorandum yethu inikeze u-government yeZimbabwe 14 days to respond to our issues that we have raised. And one of the major issues that we have raised, the human asathola umbuso wezanu-PF in the first place, ngoba yiyo sisenze sasizafika lapho esifike khona njengesizwe. And because kwalokho akehlulekanga not just that, but also sikhangele ukubana sinama-elections that were rigged, elections that were not true and fair ngokuzwa ama-reports awe-SADC lamanye ama-observer missions. So uma bengarespondanga ngesikhathi lesi esifanikeze sona, thina besivele sesiplanele ukuthi in-14 days kuzaba leyimatch. Ingehlula leyimatch yesibili, into esithathu thina esiyiplanileyo njenge-Progressive Zimbabweans in South Africa besisiya funa ukuthi amabhoda eZimbabwe kavalwe until uhulumende kaMnangagwa nabantu bakhe basuke, kuphiwe isikhathi sokubana abantu banikezwe ukhetho lokubana bakhethe uhulumende abamfunayo.
Abantu baphume bebaningi yini babambana kulolu daba?
Indawo lapho ebesitshengisela sikhona bekunenye igroup lapho kumele ngikhona lapha ethithi i-gate consulate belapha elophu zenandi i-Joburg, yikho lapho ebesikhona ne-group lapho ekade ngikiyo yona. We around 300 or so abantu that showed up. And khona abaningi bebelokwesaba ngoba siyazi ukubana izizalwane eziningi ezeseZimbabwe ezilapha azinawo incwadi zokubana zibe lapha e-South Africa. Abanye abanama-passport, abanye abanamaviza, abanye nje sebehlala nje ukuthi abala yona incwadi neyodwa noma isithupha nje sokuzalwa eseZimbabwe, uzathola umuntu wangikhona kanalo.
Lokho bekungumnumzana Njabulo Sibanda owenhlanganiso yabeZimbabwe yasebehlala kwe-South Africa eye-Progressive Zimbabweans in South Africa ekhuluma ecingweni loTabo kaNcube ese-South Africa. Ngemva kokugcotshwa kwamakhansila lamalunga amadala ephalamende leSenethi kulandela ukhetho olulempumela ephikiswa ngamanye amabandla ezombusazwe lezinye inhlanganiso ezizehlola lolu khetho, Usandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Bheki Impilo Mbezi. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-United Movement for Devolution, elikhokhelwa ngowake waba ngumlawuli wedale lepalamente ekubandla le-MTC umnumzana Lovemore Moyo.
Of course, ama parties now, ama major parties, they are on hope. Which healing is a winner, opportunity is a winner, let ruling life, if it is a winner. But then when it comes to who they can administer my elections, fell short on administering my elections now, which is a in a fair way. Of course, we can see Asila Shua with a mutual minister in other for sure, and 11, there was lack of transparency in the build up to elections. That is the ballot paper printing, that is the inclusiveness. I'm a political party, I think the MPs, we were never included in the process of Utsile was Logutama ballot lower print on Happy, a Logutikona, a Suavo, a Veli Netaya, Utexaya, our Lani, all those things, as long as the neighbors are such as this. So they failed on administering my elections. That is one of controversy, and there is a lot of confusion within our political parties, and we have actually escalated on the other end. Is it anyone wants to subvert it as their electoral? But we would be, I'm not sure, because it's not transparent as to what transpired. And when the Lama constituents on an hour announcer within a short period, the good one and the good what happened, the Lama results, we are not sure who to campaign. Of course, you need. It was no structures fancy, plus it's a new party. Of course, that could have contributed to what is this government as one who is full major. I would say, yes, as VMP, with the process of my elections now, I am Zangela, Ainche, Eluye, which you can that is serious. See, this government has got the illegitimacy of what we can is governed as a people of Zimbabwe.
Leading Abego and Zuaniga Tesu, who would project a Pambi.
Tina jenga EMP would be so happy. Jengova Isatagi, the process was flawed. Would also be happy Isatagi with a recommendation, and which is a tangible, which is a recommendation, a quality of practical Wenzarana. Would be E process and have some sort of a dialogue, would be able to have a dialogue within the players as an election dies later. Be it in the Tinaba EMP, be it ECC, be it ZANPF, any organization which took part within these elections, they were included in that round table. So it made a way forward, because at the end of the day, my elections now I am zero to promote democracy to Zimbabwe as a whole, as a people. I am zero only political parties, but I am zero even the mass citizens at large.
We in Gatesi Ogulko Livanda Lako, Jalo, Kokeliwen, Nomzana, Love More Moyo, Gunganing and Muntisa.
We could not participate because of lack of resources, such as the $20,000 to participate as a president with the contest. So on its own, Kologo automatically disqualified us. Then, as EMP was making the way forward, a united front as opposition. Not to put the issue with only one political party, which can certainly is an PF. So we are open with this. I'm going to see India, my name of political parties, I'm opposition. This is the strongest clan. We could with one voice. Esilungisela pho esileka khona indaba ezinye ze-inclusivity ezihluphayo ukuthi you'll find especially parties which come from Matabeleland. They've been suffering ngendaba yokuthi sebaphonga ukufuna intuthwa nxa kuyisikhathi ese-30 wage. But nxa sesikhuluma ngendaba eze-decision making ukuthi izihlalo ukuthi abantu babe-decisive in deciding for their future, abantu laba banikeza izihlalo ngendlela enhle. So thina as EMP will be open for dialogue, which want to for dialogue with any political party efuna ukuthi isebenze lathi on equal basis. Kungena kuthiwa kule big man there is a smaller man. No. Everyone who must work as Zimbabweans from equal basis benefit engages whether and with how best can we take you to an to party this system as an EPF.
Lo ke bekungumnumzana Bheki Impilo Mbetsi unobhala jikelele webandla eliphikisayo elezombusazwe ele United Movement for Devolution. Lapho ke limuzwe ixoxa ecingweni loSthandekile Mhlanga we Studio 7 ese Bite Bridge.
Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday, 7
Woza Friday, liviki siletembu elikula umdumo kaMaskandi elizibiza ngokuthi abafana bomnyakazo. Liphethe isingili yalo entsha elesihloko esithi Intombi Emhlophe. Nangu umholi weqembu leli uMxolisi Ndlovu exoxa lontungameli inkomo weStudio 7.
ntombi mhlophe ngajola ngalena kwesikamabhikwisko bayaxokozela abafana bayameliwe bafana wo ngeyami le ntombi ngajola ngalena kwesikamabhikwisko bayaxokozela abafana bayameliwe bafana wo.
Yes, sanibonani, sanibonani emakhaya kubalaleli nje nabasakazi bethu kustudio 7. Ngokuzalwa ngizalwa eLupane esigabeni saseGabele. Abanye baba bengazi nje mhlawumbe ngokuthi umakhelwane inkunzi yeGusu. Bangazi ngomakhelwane inkunzi yeGusu. Kodwa okwanamhlanje hayi ngihamba ngikwelinye iqembu ngingekho kuleli likamakhelwane. Namhlanje ngihamba neqembu abathi abafana bomnyakazo. Abafana bomnyakazo beyakhiwa yimi nje umxolisi Ndlovu. Ngihamba noPhilane Ndlovu. Uphilane nomunye umfowethu na yena usenkaye endaweni yasenkaye.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu bawuthola ngaphi, kanti labangathanda ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ingoma zethu asikayifaki ku-inthanethi, kodwa-ke isisemalungiselweni okuthi siyifake ku-inthanethi. Abangasithola khona bangasithola ku-0651450083 naku 072 6202 780. Sise South Africa eJoburg eGoli. Sisazozifaka nje ku-inthanethi ngoba lokho esiqhubeka nje, kodwa abangasixhumana nathi bangathola kulezo nami.
Abalandeli ubajiyela wapha manje?
Lokhu esikwenzileyo sikwenzele bona. Sifisa nje ukusebenzisana nabo kahle kuzindawo zonke okuyafinyelela khona lawo mazwe, okuyafinyelela khona lezo ngoma.
Ngeyami le ntombi ngayithola ngalena kwesikamabhikwisko bayaxokozela abafana akemeniwe bafana wo. Ngiyoshada nale ntombi ngayithola ngalena kwesikamabhikwisko bayaxokozela abafana akemeniwe bafana wo. Ngiyoshada nale ntombi ngayithola ngalena kwesikamabhikwisko bayaxokozela abafana akemeniwe bafana wo.
Ngilethe mbali ukholisile umculo wabafana bomnyakazo kungumdumo kamasikandi. Lingakhohlwa-ke ukuba naku Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ugcotshwa kwabasekeli bakamongameli ababili, uMnumzana Mohadi kanye loMnumzana Chiwenga kanye lomlawuli wedale elephalamende. Singakalugqibike sesilugqibake lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.